Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This song always makes you think of, I think it was like MLB The Show, like 2014 or something like that. I think this was on one of those baseball games from my childhood, which I guess 2014 was really my childhood. I was out of college then, but that's when it was from. It might have even been further back than that. I don't know.
Keep forgetting you're just a puppy.
I wouldn't say that, but I will say when Lou talked about getting a speeding ticket for going 145 in 1991, I almost told him, hey, Lou, that speeding ticket's about as old as I am because I was born in 91. I would have made him feel real old, though. And I like Lou, so I didn't want to do that.
I was in high school in 1991.
Well, now I made you feel old.
Yeah.
Sorry, Daryl.
That's all right. I've reached a point in my career where, like, there are days that I'm working and I really am the old man.
See,
in the room.
So I might make you feel old, but I'll say this. Matt Corrali the other day, one of our fine 2020, new 2020 guys, I was talking about how my son, who's 3 years old, loves cars. Like, that's like his Disney. That's like the Disney, right? Pixar movie he's like really into right now that he watches. And he started telling me about, like, oh yeah, you know, when I was a kid, I loved cars. And that was one of those first moments for me where I realized, like, that movie is actually old. Like, that movie came out in like 06, 05, 06. And he said he was born in like 2001, 2002, whatever it was. And so I was like, well, that tracks. Like, you would have been like 4 or 5 years old, so it works. But I was like, I just can't fathom that, like, my son, who's 3, is now loving a movie that this person who I'm working with watched when it first came out when he was also like 3 or 4 years old.
So
that's
my,
wild to me.
So my favorite animated movie of all time is Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
That is a good one.
And so the first pig, the real pig that launched Pixar, Toy Story. So
I love Toy Story as a kid.
Do I want to tell this story on the air? Do I just want to keep this in the back pocket?
Of course you want to tell this story.
All right. So this is back. Toy Story comes out, right? I'm working at a grocery retailer back home and to pay my way through high school so I can get a car and all that kind of stuff. And so I worked in the video department because I love movies. And so I worked the video counter. Toy Story comes out, and the studio does like this massive launch promotion, and our store was picked. We had to dress up as the characters. So I'm gonna see how good you guys are. What character in Toy Story
Woody.
Do you think? Yep, I didn't even get it.
Doesn't he look like he could dress up like Woody and he'd pull it off?
Didn't even
it
get
was
the question.
Either Woody or Slinky Dog, dude.
Slinky Dog.
One of them.
Daryl and Slinky Dog. That
I didn't
been
even
hilarious.
Get the question out. Didn't even get the question out.
You look like a Woody there, Daryl.
So I had Crazy. To dress up as Woody. We had Bo Peep there. Like, it was a lot of fun, but yeah. I was not, but I. So I
want your memes to right or wrong.
Next year, you should do the.
I wanted to be Buzz Lightyear. That was the thing. I'm like, because at the time, I was like, really? I got stuck with Woody? I wanted to be Buzz Lightyear.
Next year, you should dress up as. You should pull the Woody costume out.
Well, I don't have the costume. It, like,
okay,
I had to give it
you
back.
You gotta find a new one.
Daryl will acquire a costume.
Well, you know what?
Is that within the Odyssey
budget?
We have
a costume emporium.
Listen, if you want to light some money on fire, I am here for your amusement.
You need to wear the Woody costume and be Woody for the 92.3 The Fan draft. No, the draft next year.
Absolutely
That would be absolutely hilarious.
He's got to wear a suit. He's the commissioner. He's got to have the suit on.
Yeah, I can't be wearing some cowboy hat.
Fine, Halloween, then. You show up on Halloween.
The Browns Halloween game, you can wear your Woody costume. Tell Miles, get a Buzz Lightyear. Yeah. You guys can go together. Guys, he loves to wear costumes.
That's a great idea.
To infinity and beyond.
That can be the theme of the Browns season, too. Like, the sky is the limit. You never know. To infinity and beyond. Maybe they'll make the playoffs this year.
And then he tries to fly off the dresser and crashes on the floor.
Well, at first he actually hooks. He doesn't crash on the floor. It's later that he crashes on the floor.
You just got to dump all just over saying. The sarcasm.
Big Toy Story
aficionado over here. Okay.
Yeah. I used to know every word when I was a kid. But yeah, so that was our segment on people making us feel old. So actually, somebody just tweeted me, GolfCrazy216. Damn, boys, I was in my sophomore year of college in 92. So you even made him feel, because you said you were in high school in 92.
Yeah, I was a freshman in high school.
Sorry, Nelson. Yeah, it's been that kind of morning already. Let's go to the phones. I know James in Cleveland's been trying to get in on the Shador Sanders thing. What's up, James?
How you doing, guys?
Good, man. What's up,
James? How are you, bud?
I'm good. Actually, I'm driving down 77 right now, so I need to know where the cops are at. So,
are you going
north or south?
South.
How many miles over the speed limit are you going currently?
So I always use cruise control. After my first ticket, I go 9 over, and that's it.
Okay.
That's usually, that's the sweet spot.
All right, be careful around the Brecksville area.
They always say if you go 9 over, you're okay. Like, the cops won't get you.
I do 7. I do 7 to be safe.
I mean, let's be honest. We've all had speeding tickets. Once you get behind the car as a man, you want to go fast, right?
Yeah, like Ricky Bobby.
If you ain't first, you're last.
100%. But no, I mean, somebody's got to tell Shador about Waze. You guys hip to the Waze app?
I know what the Waze app is. I usually just use the Google one, like the Google Maps, and Google's gotten better where they actually like track all those things now. They didn't used to do that, but now Google has like the cop plate, like where the cops are in there. They have like if there's construction in there, and you can like hit the button that says like, is it still there? Is it not still there? And let them know. But I do know what Waze is, and Waze does a lot of the same stuff. Yes.
That same stuff. So like if there's a cop coming up, it's going to let you know. So somebody's got to let them know or use one of those apps.
Yeah, that's a good point by you, James, and we appreciate the call, man. Yeah, listen.
The modern radar detector is on your phone.
I do wonder, though, because I don't know.
We could also have our potential franchise quarterback not speed so much.
Details.
We could do that.
That is true.
Instead of just going, hey, here's how you get around it. We should all know how to get around it.
But is he really the franchise quarterback right
now? I said potential.
Okay. He did say potential. I think he's got a shot.
Anybody's the potential. 45-year-old Joe Flacco's the potential franchise.
What did you say, Spencer? It's the Island of Misfit Toys?
It's the Island of Misfit Toys, yeah.
I have never heard a more apt description in my life.
It's two veterans, one who's in his 40s, who is a flame-out first-round pick, and then two rookies, one that's a fifth rounder that's more polarizing than the third rounder.
And the other guy I can't see behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, exactly.
Like true story. So many. I've told this on a couple other shows. So during minicamp, I'm standing in the end zone looking down the field about 40, 50 yards down the line there. I could not see Dylan Gabriel behind the line of scrimmage. The only reason I knew where he was on the field was I was watching the offensive and defensive lines follow him, and I was like, oh, we're rolling this play to the left. Oh, this play's going to the right. I have no idea where Dylan Gabriel is. He's in there somewhere.
There's going to be a lot of like our brethren at the TV stations here locally who are on the sidelines with their cameras. If Dylan Gabriel is starting at quarterback, there's going
to
be a lot of that.
It's going to be hard to see him.
Their camera shot is going to be like, I don't know where Dylan Gabriel is, but he's
this
back
is where
somewhere.
Everybody's running.
And then all of a sudden, you're going to see a ball either coming right at the camera or going completely the opposite direction because they're not going to have it framed up correctly. And that's just how that's going to go. So let's go to Colton in Cuyahoga Falls. What's up, Colton?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Happy Friday.
You too.
Right back at you.
A tall boy Friday, as Ken Carmen would say, yes.
So I actually have the perfect solution for Shador if he wants to speed. We have four local short tracks, stock car racing tracks in the general area of Cleveland. We got Lorain, Painesville, Midville, and Norton. I happen to be the track photographer at Norton. Someone get the kid on the phone if he wants to go fast. Build him a stock car. Let him race on
Saturdays.
Congratulations
on all your success.
And let him play football on Sundays.
I wonder, Colton, and we appreciate the call, if that would that be worked into his contract? Would they be like, hey, no stock car racing?
Yeah, well, I'm sure they put, you know,
Is that in a rookie deal? Is that part of the CBA?
Well, they did. They don't let Miles Garrett play basketball that much anymore. You know, here, I have said this, and actually I have said this to the higher-ups in the Browns a couple years ago when we had an epidemic of speeding tickets. I said, you know what you guys ought to do? You ought to build a drag strip somewhere or a track somewhere where these guys...
Let them get it out of their system.
Here's the thing, and there's some good points being made here. Football players are adrenaline. A lot of them are adrenaline junkies. So, like, I get it. I told the story yesterday. I'd love to get in a car and go 120 around a track. I'll be terrified doing it. But it's on the bucket list. I would love to do that at some point. But I certainly am not going to try and do that on a freeway, okay?
Right.
But, you know, let's find a way, and I think Colton raises a good point. Let's find a way where they can go do that safely somewhere.
They didn't factor that into the Browns' new practice facility? It's not part of the plans to have a drag race track built over there?
I don't think that they bought enough acreage to do that. Although... Mm. I like where your head's at.
Brook Park, maybe? Maybe they could sort of work that into the plans?
Hey, you know what? They got 176 acres out there. I don't know. You can go ring around the new dome or something like that.
Not a bad
thought. Oh, here we go. Here's a question.
There's all these F1 races that like come into town and race and then leave.
Here's the question. So I have raised the idea that in Brook Park, when they do this dome and the development, that they name streets after Browns players. So, like, I think the new address for the dome should be 1946 Paul Brown Way, Brook Park, Ohio, right? Yeah. You can do Joe Thomas, all that. So, if the Browns built a racetrack, which Browns player should they name it after?
We'll just go back to your power rankings, Darryl. Who's at the top of the list?
I forget.
Miles Garrett, I think, was the first guy, so it's got to be after Miles, I guess.
The Garrett Speedway?
Can you name a street after a current player? Does he have to be retired?
Can you
combine their names? Can you call it, like, the Garrett Gordon
ooh,
Sanders
I like where your
racetrack?
Head's at. I like where your head's at on that. The Garrett Gordon Speedway.
The Garrett Gordon Sanders Speedway. Then you get two G's and two S's in
there. You know what? I think we're picking on Shador a little too much here. He's just getting started.
Well, he is the topic to join. All right, we'll try to get to these last couple callers here. We do have About Last Night coming up here in a few minutes. Also, a little bit later in the show, are season tickets a thing of the past? And I want to know if we still believe Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry are tied to each other, or if one seat could actually be hotter than the other going into the season. Malone in Lakewood. What you got, Malone?
Hey, what's up? I would have guessed the Toy Story character Daryl would have been, based on his favorite Nick Chubb play being a kneel down, would have been the wet blanket. But that was just me. I wanted to call in and say...
Wait a minute, you're coming after me because I admire Nick Chubb for being unselfish and not scoring a touchdown? And
that's the weakest thing I've ever heard, 100%.
Bumping out at the five-yard line?
I did like a top 100%. Five Nick Chubb plays, and I had that on there because I was like, that's to me,
speed did not give Deshaun Watson a chance to come back and
beat
him.
I've ever seen in my life. But, most Cleveland Browns' favorite play in the entire history of
okay, I didn't say it was my favorite play from Nick Chubb, but I do think like that to me spoke to Nick Chubb's football IQ.
Yeah.
And that's why I put it on there, because he was such a smart player on top of being a
smart, unselfish guy. Yeah. I like those guys.
Malone, you like that one where he scored against the Jets, right?
Oh, touchy subject.
That was great.
The offense scores, the defense stops from scoring. Stop them from scoring.
Except for
if you've watched Browns football the last 30 years, you know you can't count on the defense to stop them.
That's been our best. Defense has been the best thing we've had probably in the last 30 years.
Great in that Jets game.
We should have known Joe Flacco was going to be great back then.
The Houston Texans, the wild card playoff game, too.
Man, I wanted to say also, you drive the national speed limit. You drive the national speed limit, which is whatever there is a highway in America that has a speed limit, you can drive up to that. So in West Virginia, it's like 80 miles an hour, 75 or 80 miles an hour. So you have the ability in America to go up to 80 miles an hour. Any time that the speed limit changes, it's just a speed trap for cities to imply fines and tickets.
I think Texas is the state you want to use, because like Texas, and I think that's part of the reason a lot of these guys are getting, you know, they're Texans kids. They're Texas kids. It's
if you drive to West Virginia, they want you to go 90 miles an hour through the mountains. Semi-trucks are going 100 miles an hour.
Out in Montana, it's like 70, 75 through the mountains, and it's like, whoa, this is insane.
That's what we have. That's what you should be able to drive on the highway. The national speed limit.
Yeah.
All right.
I like that. I like that take, Malone. Like, I, for example,
I didn't like his Nick Chubb.
It's 80
cheap
in Oklahoma
shot.
On the turnpike.
Being a Western New York native, like I drive I-90 all the time, right? Like going from Cleveland to visit my parents or like whatever. And like I-90 is 65 the entire way in New York. And it's like, why? Why? I'm in Pennsylvania going on the turnpike there, and it's 70. I'm in Ohio going 70 on their state, like their state freeway. Like, what are we doing?
I have two words for you: states' rights.
I guess, but I kind of agree with him on that take. I'm just going to start going.
I don't agree about me calling me a wet blanket.
I didn't say that. I agreed with the latter half of the call. I thought the Nick Chubb going out of bounds play is one of his better plays. Speaks to again his football IQ. We got time for one more here. Demos and Shaker, what's up, Demos?
Hey, So my mom's from Germany, and so I'm lucky enough to have driven on the Autobahn there. And the funny part about the Autobahn is, like, for an American, you get up to, like, 115, 120, and you think that you're, you know, like, just you know, really going crazy here. And next thing you know, though, you're looking in your rearview mirror, and a Beamer is blinking at me, like, get the hell over, because I was passing someone. And then when the Beamer passed me up, he got over, and a Porsche went by us about 200 miles an hour. And you heard the sound go like that right past your window. And it was wild. And so, you know, I can see why Shador, you know, has the need for speed, because, you know, it's fun.
Maybe that's the thing. We appreciate the call, Demos. Maybe that's what the Browns need to do, is just fund a trip for every rookie to go to Germany and drive on the Autobahn.
There you
go. At least for spend a week there, just drive on it, get it out of your system, and then you come back ready to go for training camp on July 18th.
Right.
That's maybe the way to do it. By the way, how many accidents does the Autobahn have? Because we've talked so much about, like, hey, it's dangerous, you can cause accidents, and it's true, but does the Autobahn have a lot of accidents? Now, isn't the Autobahn just like a straight line, basically? Like, you don't have any turns or twists or anything in there?
I've never been to Europe, and I know that there's a lot of twists and turns in Europe. There's these things called mountains.
I know what the Autobahn is. I don't know, like, where it's located enough to know, like, what, like, is
Germany.
It?
Germany.
Well, go ahead and check your Waze app.
I know Germany, but I'm saying, like, is it just like a straight line? I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Maybe that's why they get away with just driving as fast as they can. I don't know.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.